Hello, and welcome to the Be a Fucking Lion podcast. I am your host, MJ, and I seek to inspire women around the world to take charge of their health, their life, and their relationships in order to attain the ultimate freedom. I missed last week's episode because I was in Las Vegas, and right now I am getting over COVID. And my throat is very raspy, but I will try to get through this as best as possible. May have to take some sips of my tea here. Today's episode is quit wishing and make shit happen. If I had $1 for every time someone said to me, I wish I could start my own business. I wish I had your physique. I wish I had your energy. I wish I could more, or I wish I can move. I wish. And my response is always, then do. It sounds simple, huh? Because it is. The decision is simple. The hustle and work ethic, you have to apply. I could be in the grocery store and, you know, a stranger will say, I wish I had your body. I look at them and I say the same thing. Don't wish for it. Make it happen. Their reaction's pretty priceless. But it starts a conversation. You know, it opens up a conversation. But last weekend, I went to Las Vegas for a business seminar. I've never been to Vegas before. But I hired a business coach and he had a 3-day seminar. I was hesitant on spending the money I really didn't have on a business coach and then also going to Vegas with my son and I. But I trusted that it was the right thing to do. I took a risk I was uncomfortable with. While I was in Vegas, I met someone who presented a really good opportunity to me. I came back to Texas on Monday and put my 60-day notice in that week. I am now moving to Vegas, just like that. This wasn't planned. It happened super fast and literally overnight. My life is about to change once again. Is it scary? Absolutely. My adult daughter wants to stay in Texas. I am leaving her and some friends behind. I am taking my son out of his A-rated school and leaving where I have been comfortable for the last 10 years. But I have also been bored and ready for something different. I made the plunge when I moved to Texas, and my life has been completely different for the better for the last 10 years. And now it's time to see what transpires from another big decision, a decision that is not easy at all. The only thing that separates any successful person from the rest is action. And what separates super successful people from successful people is more action. And why some people take more action over others is because they desire a certain outcome stronger than others do. Successful people make hard decisions that are scary, but they take action upon them and break out of their comfort zones. Because nothing extraordinary happens in comfort zones. When you truly desire change or you want to accomplish any goal, you will take action. You will find a way and you will get it done. If it isn't that important to you, or you haven't suffered enough pain from inaction, then you won't. Nobody can push you. Nobody can motivate you but you. If you wish you could start your own business, then do. I did it as a single mother with no financial help or savings. While I do have a college degree, I am not using my degree. I took some classes on Udemy. Some were free. Some I paid like very little for, like $12, $13. And I also got many free Google certifications in Google Garage in digital marketing. And I bought and read a lot of books. I'm a self-taught entrepreneur. It took some time to learn, but I stayed off social media and I studied. I knew I wanted to own my own business, and I knew I wanted freedom. Freedom was my, and is always my, ultimate goal. I wanted to work from a computer and be able to be anywhere I want to be. I don't want anything, you know, tying me down. Digital marketing is hot, so that's the direction I went. I originally taught myself these skills, though, because when I was running an online personal training and nutrition coaching business, but I treated that more like a hobby and was pretty much helping everybody for free, and I couldn't pay my bills. I believe getting healthy should be free. When a person is truly ready to change, they will. They don't need me to tell them what not to eat and to exercise. Come on, we all know that's what it takes. I did help over 350 people lose weight, and that was very rewarding, but I sure couldn't charge people enough to pay my bills. I learned photography the same way. I took some free courses on Udemy. I watched YouTube University and bought a decent camera and equipment. I started making money as a side hustle, but I figured out quickly that took some of my freedom away, and I enjoy it better as a hobby than I do as a hustle. You have an unlimited amount of resources at your fingertips. In today's society, there's no reason you can't learn a new skill on your own and start your own business. You will have to know how to sell and communicate, but those too are skills you can learn. With practice over and over again, it gets easier and you get better. You just have to break out of your comfort zone. You have to quit making excuses, stay off social media, and make shit happen. I'm not saying it's easy, because it is really hard. But I'll take hard over easy any day, because I don't want to settle for average. I don't have average dreams. And since you are listening to my podcast, you know that I don't want you to have average dreams either. Starting this podcast completely out of my comfort zone. I bought my podcast equipment over 2 years ago and never used it. It just sat there. And I kept saying I was going to start a podcast and never did. I was insecure. I have been made fun of my entire life about my accent or the way I talk, and it gave me a complex. I don't like how I sound when I hear myself, like who does, right? But I wanted to overcome this fear, and my desire to inspire finally outweighed my fear. And here you are listening to my podcast. Thank you for listening, by the way. But what good is having the life of your dreams if you don't have the good health to enjoy it for as long as possible? You can be the most successful person, have millions in your bank account, be on a yacht traveling around Fiji, and all of a sudden, you kill over from a heart attack. You and your health are number one. When you start to change your health for the better, other positive changes will follow. You will have more energy to accomplish daily tasks required. You will have a more positive mindset to help you through the stressful days. You will be more secure and confident, which alone will pull you through so many challenges. Most importantly, those issues that are buried deep down inside of you will come out and be easier to deal with. Before you know it, you're a whole new, happier, healthier, richer version of yourself. If you know you need to lose weight, or even just eat healthier, because, you know, even skinny people are unhealthy, then I encourage you to take charge of your life. I say take charge of your life because ultimately that's what's at stake here. I want you to focus on all of the positive things that can result from you taking charge of your life and your health. Make a list and don't be skimpy with your list. Tie every single positive thing you can think of to your goals. Focus on the positive and not the negative. For example, saying you want to lose weight is focusing on the negative. But saying you want longevity, good health, free of disease and medication, so you can travel with your family and create magical memories, sound far better than I want to lose weight. It's time to stop wishing and start doing. Let's try this quick exercise. Take out a notebook and a pen. I want you to close your eyes for however long you need and imagine yourself anywhere you want to be. Feel it. Describe it. Smell it. How do you look? What are you wearing? Are you carrying a Gucci handbag or a hiking bag? Who are you with? Maybe it's not even your current partner. Where are you? Are you in a different city or a different state? Maybe even a different country. Are you rich financially? Are you living in a penthouse or a beach house? Maybe you want a farmhouse. Are you working a 9-to-6 job or are you working for yourself? What kind of work are you doing? What makes you feel the most alive and inspired? Are you flaunting your dream body? Is your family healthy? This is your dream world. Imagine it however you want, but close your eyes and actually feel it. Now open your eyes and write it all down. Now you have your purpose. Your purpose is to make your dreams come true. It is up to you to find a way to make shit happen in your life. Stop wishing and start creating your best fucking life. We are all only one decision away from a whole new life. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at MJ at BAFL Motivation. And you can also sign up for my Motivation Monday newsletter at beafuckinglion.com. My throat is really starting to hurt, so I kept this really short today. I wanted to get that message out there. Be happy, be healthy, be a fucking lion. Take charge of your fucking life.